Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. So many ways to take us in. We just appreciate that you choose one of them. It's Gil Alexander. It is K. Michael Bidlin, producer number nine, right here to my left.
Yeah,
to
your right. I just saluted.
It's just... By the way, you being K. Michael Bidlin completely changes your brand.
I know, right?
Just K. Michael Bidlin.
We had a lengthy discussion about this at one point. I can't remember if it was Primetime Action or a numbers game.
Sounds right. Probably Primetime Action.
Sounds like a great mystery novelist. How I should go. What's the names? What are they called? Like pen names or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Pen name. Like Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, pen name. Yeah.
I'm blinking on the actual term.
K. Michael Bidlin will be your pen name. Okay. We get tweets at Beating the Book. By the way, it's Football Friday. We got Felica, Fezzik, and Dr. Bob here momentarily. Jeff Staples, Cigar City Jeff. I really like the over 170.5 rushing yards for Gentry tonight. National game exposure and last chance for Heisman push. He'll get a ton of carries.
By the way, real quick on that, I don't know if I'd, like, I think I'd go alts one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going over, I'm laddering that up.
UNLV was his worst performance.
Right, that was his worst performance. So there might be some value on the alt-unders, too, if you think UNLV could show up and do that.
Edward Perez at Boomer Rizzle. He said, yes, absolutely think this could happen with Campbell. And if it does, he will repeat, talking about him, you know, making a bad decision in the playoffs that will cost the Lions. He says, and if it does, he will repeat over and over how he had total 100% confidence in his players, in essence, putting it on them in a way where the players can't be upset if things go wrong.
I am glad you brought up last year, because that game, you can't forget that when it comes to the resume of Dan Campbell and what he's done, because it was ugly.
Yes. Jack Hannon at Steeler Jack 50. During the course of the playoffs, Campbell will cost the Lions a game. Inevitable. A month ago, I would have said the same thing about Sirianni, but someone talked some sense into him. Not happening with Campbell. Stringfellow Hawk says, in concert, a very special evening with saxophonist K. Michael Bidlin. D-Gen Southern Gent. Gil, I loved the food that built America. I've never been more proud to be an American than I was learning about early U.S. culinary entrepreneurs. Binge watch the show like crazy. Also check out Booze, Sex, and Bets That Built America. I'm not aware of that one. That's interesting.
You got like two words into that. I was like, well, I'm far more interested in that one.
The food that built America. I just want to say this before we get to Felica. It's History Channel, I believe.
Okay.
We grew up.
I'm going to write this one down.
We all grew up. You and me both, Kelly.
Yep.
We all grew up at a time in American history where we just took for granted stuff was on the shelves. Mm-hmm. Cereals galore, candies galore, pizzas, you know, pizza options, you name the food, frozen foods. Well, guess what? If we went back like a generation or two before us, none of that stuff existed. And so this is the fascinating story. It is so well done of how all of that came to be.
You know what? I just figured out K. Michael Bidlin's first book is what it's going to be about is when I was living in Russia and free Russia started to get all of the American foods. Oh. And it was crazy.
K. Michael Bidlin.
Like when McDonald's first opened in Russia. Oh, my gosh.
New York Times, number one bestseller.
Watch out.
Bestseller. Here it comes.
Hit the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Felica will have a bestseller once. Soon in the future, I'm sure. He is the Bear from Fox Sports. He's also got the Bear Bets podcast, which he does with our buddy Will Hill, Sammy P, Jeff Schwartz, a cast of characters. He joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line from Boise, Idaho. How you doing, Chris?
I'm well. Nice little gray morning here in Boise. You know what? Another show. It's not like food that made America. It's more of a sports related deal. But have you guys started checking out that Game 7? Series on Amazon Prime? It's like stories and games. Like I watched a couple of them. They had one on Game 7 of the 2003 World Series between the Yankees and the Red Sox. It's really good. And then I watched another one on Game 7 of the Oilers Flyers.
Oh, wow. Final.
Like
wow.
It's really, really, I would suggest checking it. I think like Mark Messier and and David Ross, I think you're kind of like co-executive producers on it, and it's really entertaining. So if you got some time to kill, once college football season ends here, or whatever else,
I didn't even know that existed. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't either. We were flipping through the channel the other day for him, and to see if Hard Knocks has started yet, and it had not. And then like, hey, if you like this, we suggest this, and it was Game 7. So like, yeah, let's watch this and see what's going on. And yeah, really entertaining.
By the way, nobody needs to tweet in. Chris knows that the Yankees Red Sox was the 2003 AL championship. He misspoke. Please don't.
I'm aware. Yes. Thank you. Sorry.
All right. Championship, college championship fever today and tomorrow, 9 games. You have bets in how many of them?
I have bets that I like in 4 of them.
Okay.
I like Penn State's team total under in the game. I don't think they're going to have a ton of success scoring. However, I will say this about this game, and I talk about this, and maybe I read too much into it, and maybe I'm full of you-know-what, but this is one of those games where I haven't heard one person pick Penn State yet. And I think Matt Humans, I think, was someone who mentioned it. I think some other people they mentioned on like their power ratings have Oregon like 5, 5.5. And this line hasn't moved. It's at 3.5 solid. Like that would worry me. And that would make me feel that the odds makers are very comfortable with their position here and taking Oregon money, and that they kind of have a feeling that Penn State might be the right side in this game. So, but I do think it'll be a lower scoring game in Indianapolis tomorrow night. I do like Georgia minus the getting the 2.5 rather against Texas. This could just be a situation where it's not a great matchup for Texas. And look, I know that first game was weird. You had the 7 turnovers. You had the bizarre incident where the officials kind of reversed the pass interference call and gave Texas an interception. And Georgia's special teams dominated, and you saw Arch come in. But also in that game, you got to remember too, Georgia played without 2 of their offensive line starters. So, like, their offensive line is going to be better now. They're going to get Trevor Etienne back in some capacity tomorrow. He's not 100%. He's not going to play the entire game, but I would expect to see him out there. Texas has got issues now on the right side of the offensive line with Banks and his Goolsby play. I think Georgia just has kind of the recipe to beat a Texas offense that, frankly, has been a little underwhelming this year. So I took Georgia plus 2.5. I took Clemson plus the 2.5 against SMU. Again, this is are the odds makers that off in their number to open Clemson as a 3-point favorite in this game and have it swing all the way across to the other side now? To have SMU as a 2.5-point favorite, 3-point favorite? I don't think they're that off in their power ratings. And I just think I don't think Clemson is a great team at all. They easily could have lost to Pitt, fell behind Virginia Tech, blown out on their home field against Louisville. But I think the amount of pressure now on SMU, kind of with the committee basically telling them, you better win or else you're going to be out. I think that's a lot. I think if you look at SMU's schedule, they played 5 of their 8 conference games were against ECC teams that did not have a winning record in conference play. So they kind of got a schedule advantage. I do like Klubnik. I think he's going to give SMU's defense some problems. I know the SMU offense has been great since Jennings came into play, but I think this is one of those games where we're going to be looking up at Dabo at the end of the game, and little old Clemson, everyone counted us out, and here we are again winning the ACC. So I do think Clemson is the right side here, and I like Iowa State against Arizona State. I think the Arizona State's injuries at wide receiver is a big deal. I know Iowa State has struggled to stop the run, but if they don't have to devote as much resources in the John Hickok's defense to slow down a passing game and they can kind of focus on Scadaboo, I think obviously that makes their task that much easier. I think Iowa State has kind of been a little underappreciated this year. They got 2 great wide receivers, and I like the Clones here. I see that ticking down to 1.5 now. I'd still take it. I mean, I took them plus 2, but 1.5 is still fine.
Let's do a little rapid fire here. I think you already answered this, and that was the first one was going to be if SMU does lose to Clemson gets in as the ACC champion. You do believe Alabama will be in at the expense of SMU. At the expense of SMU.
Yeah, yeah. I think that Ward Manuel, they basically spelled it out the other night and said it without really saying it. And you know what's funny too? I was kind of anti Ole Miss all along. I'm like, oh, you can't lose those three games against unranked teams. But now I'm just kind of doing all these sorts that I do at the end of the year. Like I'm wondering, like, and I hate like the simple answer being like, if you were an opposing coach, which of these three teams would you least want to play? I think the answer would be Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
But like I would probably have them. I mean, they crushed South Carolina with Sellers. Their loss at Florida is nowhere near as bad as Alabama's loss at Oklahoma. I don't know. I think the committee got it wrong with the ordering of those three.
I said earlier in the week, I said a couple things. One, Ole Miss has the most to be angry about, in my opinion. And two, I gave you your props on the whole suggestion of here's how the committee could have gotten out of this whole controversy about, hey, a championship game is not supposed to hurt you if you lose.
Right.
Just rank Alabama ahead of SMU going into this week.
Exactly. Right? Let them know where they stand. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. The second one is, we don't know what the matchups are going to be quite yet. We have some sense, but we don't really know. What is your sense of right now? If I say Chris Velico, who's the best team in college football? Who's probably the team to beat? You would say so hard, right? Like there
is hard. I'm probably going to get laughed at for saying this, but I think it still could be Ohio State. I think Ohio with the defense that they have, and the Michigan bugaboo pressure to win that game is off of them. You might be in a situation now where they just let it rip, and you're seeing Ibuka and Jeremiah Smith get balls. And you're going to get a home game. You're going to get either warm weather or an indoor quarterfinal, semifinal. Like Ohio State might be really overlooked right now and undervalued to win a title.
Real quick, I need a 5-second answer. Genty, how many yards does he have to get tonight to win the Heisman, or is there no amount of yards, your hunch?
Nah, no amount of yards. It's over. Travis Hunter is your Heisman winner.
Well, I worry about that as well. Chris Velica, enjoy Boise, man. Chris Velica, everybody. The Bear. From Fox Sports. Coming back with Steve Fezzik in studio.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This segment of A Numbers Game is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. There's only one number one draft pick. There's only one champion at the end of the season. And there's only one nicotine pouch brand in America that outsells the rest, and that is Zyn. Zyn is a smoke-free, spit-free, hassle-free nicotine pouch that can be enjoyed anywhere, anytime. Find your Zyn at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Back at Circa, Gil Alexander. Numbers game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Kelly Bidlin also in the house behind the glass. Steve Fezzik standing by. First, your tweets, though. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Roger Jones at Bronco Wins. Guys, I think Motor City Dan Campbell's decisions are easy to follow when you look through the prism of Applebee's continuous wings. When the server asks, you don't punt, you say more. Todd Wishnev all over that on the Megapod. Uncle Bush, do you think, to Jason's point, there may be a reverse bias on Travis Hunter with some national voter hate on Coach Prime causing to vote against Hunter? I'm sure there will be some how can I put this? I would hope people would not use their vote as their own, you know, through their own personal biases to that extent. But I'm sure there will be a group, Uncle Bush, that will be voting because of their dislike of Coach Prime. Johnny Ringo, pen name, pseudonym. Yes, both are okay, by the way. Pseudonym, obviously, is a word, but pen name is what they refer to Mark Twain, also your real name, Samuel Clemens, talking about Kelly and K. Michael Bidlin. The RGB, me, R. Gary Beard, got you all started on the first initial conversation prior to the Super Bowl. Maybe it was you, RGB. Mr. Bomb Apple, was Dr. Bob being a line bully on the pod? I could feel Todd wanting to push back and was waiting for a showdown. For once, Toddy seemed intimidated. Well, because Bob's been on before, and we've accused Toddy of being rude to Dr. Bob, so maybe he was sort of tamed by that a little bit. Accused from the background.
Factual.
Anthony Tritolo, I watched the Yacht Rock documentary last night. Thanks for the recommendation. So good, right? Joe C., The best is still Skill Alexander and Kelly Bin Laden, LOL. Jason H. 11, the History Channel has a bunch of great Built America series. The Titans Who Built America is fantastic, as is The Food That Built America. The spinoffs are all excellent as well. Bobby Knuckles has asked ChatGPT to write a synopsis for Kelly's first horror novel under the pen name K. Michael Bidlin, in case the game show host career doesn't pick up. And he actually provides it. Boy, this stuff is amazing, this AI. Eric Cheshire, this is a great point, Eric Cheshire. Here's an angle. If you're on Clemson Moneyline, FanDuel has SMU 3-1 to miss the playoff, better than Clemson, plus 108. It's great advice. If you believe that those things are correlated, then absolutely go to the miss the playoff market. If you believe that it's a this cause and effect kind of thing for that. Not only do we get tweets, we also have texts that go on throughout the show. We're on a group text, me, Felica, Will Hill, Steve Fezzik, and Todd Wishnev. Here's just a brief exchange, one back and forth. Fezzik listening to the Megapod. Todd interrupts too much. Todd, I agree. Let's get Stevie and Will to be the regulars. Kind of a back and forth between each other. And then this is Steve Fezzik, who says, let me just start, Stevie, with this. By the way, Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen, in studio, only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest. Steve says, I hate Starbucks. Am I allowed to explain that? At Jackpots, and their selection of food is so much better and cheaper prices. Hello, sir.
There's a new head guy at Starbucks, and he's like doing all this stuff, like he's going to analyze his company.
CEO, you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? How about have one really good food item instead of nothing but crap that's $8 bad old bagels? Just one. Have like one of these, like they have these little Cinnabons at Jackpot. Yeah. Oh, glorious.
Kelly had the proper comeback to this. He said, why does Steve insist on getting food at Starbucks?
It's free. I get a $10 food comp at Caesars, and I get four free drinks, and I get a $10 food comp. And I'm a wizard at this, and I can't get anything I like because their food is terrible. So if you're listening, Starbucks, get one like freshly made breakfast sandwich. Like the Dunkin' Donuts has the meal deal. They have a great breakfast sandwich, way better than Starbucks.
All right. Here's, again, Steve Fezzik's tweets providing us with these segments.
Oh, dear.
Not his tweets, pardon me, his text. We're not doing the tweets, for God's sakes.
No.
Let's discuss why the Dan Campbell late game decision to go. As everything with Steve's text, he voices them, so none of it makes any sense. But you want to talk about Dan Campbell.
Yeah, so the very last decision, I'm going to make the case, it's a total slam dunk. Excellent points that people are saying Detroit's a dead nut over team, so they going for it more, even if they're favored, makes a lot of sense for this team as opposed to a defensive team. But boom, we're in the moment there. Let's say we kick the field goal. And let's assume we're going to make it all the time just to simplify all the analysis. I would say, okay, Detroit's up 3, Green Bay gets the ball. They probably win. It feels like about 70%. Does that seem like a reasonable number at that point in time?
Sure.
Make Detroit like minus 250, Green Bay plus 200. Okay, so let's use the 70%. Now let's go for it, okay? How often are we going to make it if we go for it? If we get it, we win. I would say we'll get about 2/3 of the time. Okay, so right off the bat, we're going to win. Play 100 times, we're going to win 67. But there's going to be 33 times that we don't get it. But we don't lose when we don't get it. It just, the game continues and Green Bay does become the favorite to win. I would say of those 33 games, maybe Green Bay goes 20-13. I'm throwing numbers out of my you-know-what. But the point is, just input your own numbers. It doesn't matter if you use any reasonable assumptions. So of those 100 games, when they fail on the field goal, Detroit's still going to win 13. So 67 plus 13, that's 80%. Detroit's going to win 80% if they go for it. They're only going to win like 70% if they kick the field goal. It's not even close. It's so far apart, you have to go for it.
I agree with you 100% on the last one. Agree with you 100%. Is there a big groundswell of people who thought what he did was wrong? I don't know.
Oh, there was. Well, in the moment, the announcers always are sissies. So they're all like, oh, I can't believe they're not kicking the field goal.
Sissies, he said. But do you agree with my overall sentiment, which is that's fine on that particular one? But earlier he went for it fourth and short in his own territory. And my big fear as someone who has Lions tickets, right, matchups in the Super Bowl, is that, and it did last year in the NFC Championship, is that Dan Campbell doesn't really do this in any way other at this point than, this is my brand, I gotta go for it.
He's Chris Moneymaker. He's hyper-aggressive. I'm all in, yes. And he doesn't use analytics. He's just aggressive.
And because they are more often than not going to actually be the quote-unquote better team, right, who's going to be a pre-flop favorite, let's just judge it by that in some weird way, he is more likely to open the door for a lesser opponent doing it that way.
The Falcons could beat him. Not that they're making the playoffs, but right. but with the, that sort of introduction of variance. And what was fascinating about the San Francisco loss is going in, they were a big underdog, the Lions. So they should have been hyper aggressive and go for it, go for it, go for it. But now we get to late in the third quarter and we've flipped the switch.
Yes.
Now it's the Lions that are the 9-point favorite.
Right.
And now you don't want variance. Kick
that's
the field goal.
That's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes. No, that's how, it's exactly how I see it. And again, I say this, Lions fans are like, oh, no, I'm doing it from a perspective of I got tickets on your team. I got to, that's what worries me about him. And the Green Goblin meme is a great one because it's like, you're not going to go for this, Dan Campbell? What kind of weakling are you kind of thing?
So by the way, shout out to my South Point runner number 5 that did, you know, make an appearance on your show.
That's right. How many of those do you think you have? Because he was like 4-7-3-4-2. I mean, is he standing in line?
Probably be easier just to let me bet, but yeah. I'm not above my pay grade.
Here's another one, and we're going to get to Steve's look-ahead plays and what he has for this weekend. But you make a point. Seattle, Arizona. You say on the total here, no one should have gotten this. What was your phraseology here on this?
Oh, no, the game last night.
The game last night.
Last night. So I talk about asymmetric risk and what does that mean, fancy word. Don't lay -3.5 early in the betting cycle. Don't play +2.5 because I can tell you, Gilly, there have been +2.5s. I'm like, there's no way. As sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, there's no way I could possibly get the Pittsburgh Steelers +3 hosting the Jets. And then what happens? Pittsburgh's +2.5 and it goes to +3 all the time. Just the vagaries of line moves and the like. So where I'm going here is that the only time I would ever lay -3.5 is 1 second before the game kicks off. I would always wait. So with the Lions, if you waited, you got the push, came down to the 3 right at post. So you should not have lost with the Lions. But if you bet Green Bay, you had plenty of time to lock in +3.5, especially here in Vegas, even at -110. And so you should have won if you bet Green Bay and should have pushed if you bet the Lions on the game last night.
Does that kind of stuff, what we generalize that category, the ability to analyze the market and line movement of the market, is that your biggest pet peeve, would you say, about the general voter that they don't understand?
Oh, I've got dozens of pet
peeves. I know you. I'm talking about not to Twitter Fez, I know, has 35 things.
Baltimore.
I'm talking about real life Fezzing. Is that the thing that bothers you the most?
Yes.
It's up there.
It's up there. And just when we debate things that people think that's Fez's opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not my opinion. You take 100 geeks from the University of Chicago and you ask them this question, they're professional sports bettors, and all 100 are going to, you know, side with, well, this is the math. Of course, Campbell should go for it in this situation.
Yeah. Okay. How many look aheads do you have?
I have 5.
How many from this week do you have?
I have 3.
Okay. 3 from this week, 3 week 14 bets this weekend in the National Football League, and 5 look aheads.
Lot of action.
Week 15.
A lot of action.
In the National Football League. The man is an action junkie. That's what we think about you. See, we're like, what an action junkie that guy is. Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. We never say your Twitter handle. At Fezzik Sports on
that's
Twitter.
The evil Fezzik.
All of those plays right on the other side. That is the evil Fezzik. Tread lightly with that guy. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
With college football and NFL playoffs coming soon, now's the time to give yourself a betting edge with a VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up now, get access to daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. 19 hours of live programming featuring expert breakdowns and in-game analysis, power, strength, and better ratings used by pro handicappers, plus our exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. Start betting smarter today for as little as $9.99 and see everything VSiN has for you to up your betting game. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets. I just want to read a few of these because we want to get to Fezzik's plays here. No time to lose. Donnie Miller. When the Bear says there's no amount of yardage Genty can gain tonight to get the Heisman, I suddenly have hope, he says. Last week, Michigan had zero chance of beating Ohio State. It was just a matter of how bad Ryan Day wanted to beat them. Keep hope alive. Well, in fairness, I think 97 out of 100 people would have answered the Michigan-Ohio State question the same way. When I asked it, I could even feel when I asked it, listeners were like, oh, how could you even ask if Michigan? Oh, what a stupid question. Could Michigan possibly win this outright? I think 97 people would have out of 100 would have been like, not a chance.
And to be fair, you said earlier in the show, there's 100% chance one of 3 teams is going to represent yes. the AFC. You don't really mean 100%. No. You just mean, hey, no. It's very, very likely.
Is that, are we sure? Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I understand that there's a mathematical possibility that I can't be sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure. Jordan Pagel. A good coffee shop is very underrated part of a very underrated part of a casino. I work remotely, so when I come to Vegas, I like staying at hotels with good coffee shop workspaces, good coffee and food. Jackpots is great. Wynn and Fountain Blue, also great coffee spots, he says. And then everybody,
I agree.
Everybody's sending me these memes on Twitter of Dan Campbell getting ready to spin the Price is Right wheel, which is very accurate. Drew, I'm going to spin, is what it says. Very funny. All right, Steve. Steve Fezzik, everybody, at Fezzik Sports. Only back-to-back champion of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day. How are you doing in the millions this year? Not so good?
Not so good. You know what? I went back and I thought I was donezo in these contests.
No.
There's a good chance I'm going to win the Westgate Super Contest, the season win contest. I'm on pace to go like 24-8. And my tie break is the Chiefs over with 13 wins. So I own the tie breaks.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see.
What's the pot there? It's a small pot though, right?
Yeah, the first prize, 26,000.
Oh, that's hey, what's wrong with that?
Pay for all the other losing contests.
That's right. What's wrong with 26K? All right, let's get, you've got three this weekend in the NFL.
Yeah, so let's start with a total. Let's go Seattle, Arizona under. I'm going to make the case that both of their defenses are underrated. Because if you look at, they're giving up 5.4 yards per play, old school fossil stat. But look at like who Arizona's played. Like to start the year, they played Buffalo, the Rams, Detroit, Washington, San Fran, Green Bay,
yeah,
LAC, and Miami with Tua. They're playing nothing but like above average offenses. So, of course, they're giving up 5.4 yards per play. And Seattle has a similar schedule, same division. So both defenses underrated. When they played 2 weeks ago, very low scoring game, not a lot of yardage. I'm going to go under the 44.5.
All right. And then you are putting on your Evel Knievel helmet and taking the Jets +6 at the Dolphins.
All right. So what's value? So, by the way, shout out the Whale. Great point. It was like, I'm selling Detroit high. OK, so yes. It looks good so far. Good. I am buying the Jets low. And so let's think about this. If you wanted to bet the Jets in retrospect, you probably shouldn't have laid 3 when they were at Pittsburgh. That was a real number. That was the number.
Real number.
Real number. Now they're getting 6 at Miami. And let's think about this in terms of like comparison shopping. Miami just recently, they were hosting New England and Las Vegas, and they were laying 7. Those are really bad teams. The Jets are just a mediocre, you know, team. They're a field goal better than those other two teams, and the Jets are getting almost the same amount of points. Jets +6.
Jets +6. And you, now this is interesting. You're taking the Bears. This was, we have a question on the Megapod. What's the game you want no part of? My pick was the Bears and the Niners. I want no part of that. You do want a part of it. You're taking the Bears.
Yeah, it's a blindfold pick, basically. I got a team that fired their coach, so they can blame, you know, their mistakes on him, which obviously he was a big part of it. They got 10 days. I love that, against a team that's horribly injured. So I got the much healthier team that fired their coach with 10 days of prep against a team that's reeling from injuries. I'm not watching the game. I'll take the Bears +4.
but a game that you are not required to watch. Okay.
Of course, I will actually watch it.
Look ahead to week 15 in the National Football League. You have 6. Count them. I love when people say that. Count them. 6 look aheads. Let's start with the Rams +3 against the Niners.
So let's think about this. So the Niners are laying 4 against the Bears. Well, the Rams are much better than the Bears, and the Niners are laying 3. So it's a
not
very
laying 3, catching 3.
I'm getting the Rams +3.
Yeah, catching 3. Yeah.
Right. So the Niners, but the Niners, yeah. So the Rams and the Niners, I got as equal teams, and I'm catching 3. Home field's only worth 1.5. Absolutely, give me the Rams.
Okay. Also, boy, these are ugly. Browns +6 versus the Chiefs at home. It's at home for Cleveland, though.
Yes. Yeah. And a situation where power rating makes it 4.5. But I mean, come on. The book on Kansas City, and it's a fair book, is they're kind of like that LeBron Cleveland team, you know, like back when they we'll win enough games, get in the playoffs, and then we'll rock and roll. And it just sort of turned out this year, you know, they're winning all these close games. They're not covering any of them. And I think the back door will be wide open against that bad Kansas City defense that without Watson has just been awful. Cleveland +6.
Okay. Eagles and Steelers next week, week 15. And by the way, I will be off next week. I have to attend to some things. So Kelly will man the ship with some co-hosts. I think Ben Wilson will be here. I think Scott Seidenberg will be here on Friday with you.
Love Scott.
You are very high on the Eagles. You are laying the points versus the Steelers.
Yes. So I have Eagles minus 4.5. These are all DraftKings lines. And I have the Eagles 5 points better than the Steelers. So on a neutral, I'd make it minus 5. It's a no-brainer, you know, when since they're hosting Pittsburgh, to go ahead and lay it. And I've been on an island with the – I got the Eagles my number one team in the NFL.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like there's – I give out my power ratings on X at Fezzik Sports, and there's a guy named Sam Hoppen that aggregates all our power ratings, and I've consistently been higher on the Eagles than everyone else and been correct so far. I'm going to run with them again.
It would surprise nobody for an Eagles-Lions NFC Championship to go the Eagles way, by the way. It may surprise some. It wouldn't surprise me. Eagles minus 4.5 versus the Steelers. All right, moving on. The Buccaneers, 3-point dogs at the Chargers. You are taking the points.
Yeah, I don't get this. Explain this to me. I don't know who the better team is, and the Chargers don't have much of a home field at all. So absolutely, give me Tampa Bay plus 3, minus 115.
The Chargers there's a lot of confirmation bias with the Chargers. It's like people like to immediately soak into the Harbaugh narrative. Oh, Jim Harbaugh. Look at
good coach, good quarterback.
All that stuff.
It's bad like fourth quarter quarterback.
They're not that good. Yeah, Buccaneers plus 3 at the Chargers. Seahawks versus the Packers. Seahawks are at home for this one.
Yeah, so on my power rating, so I've got Green Bay 4 points better than average team. Seattle 1 point better. So, that's a 3-point difference on the neutral. And Seattle's home, and Seattle has a huge home field advantage. What is this? This is the Hail Mary Bowl from years and years ago,
remember.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
But you give me the full 3, absolutely. Seattle plus 3 with that big home field edge.
Golden Tate, I believe that was, if I'm not mistaken. All right, and one total for next week, the Lions and the Bills. Ooh.
Yeah, so, and you think I don't listen to your show. So you brought the excellent point. You know, the underlying metrics of the offenses and defenses don't work. Yeah. On Detroit Lions games because they go for it, you know, 4th and 1 from their own 4.
Yeah.
Okay, that's impossible. but they're hyper aggressive. That creates more scoring. We just saw the Monday night game get bet up from 51.5 to 53, soars over against Green Bay. Well, Buffalo and Green Bay look pretty comparable to me overall. So I'm going to go over the 51.5 and get ahead of the likely line move over. The weather in Detroit should be pretty good.
Should be pretty good in the friendly confines. So this week, just to review these, Seahawks, Cardinals under 44.5, Jets plus 6 at the Dolphins, Bears plus 4 at the Niners, and then next week, look ahead, you got the Rams catching 3 at the Niners, Browns plus 6 at home versus the Chiefs, Eagles laying the 4.5 versus the Steelers, Bucks plus 3 at the Chargers, Seahawks plus 3 at home versus the Packers, and the over in what ought to be the marquee matchup of the week, week 15, Lions-Bills over 51.5.
Bold prediction, 5 of the 6 will beat the closing number.
5 of 6 will be.
We've done very well with the against the closing numbers with the plays we've given.
How has the CLV translated to wins and losses?
We've done well. I went back the last 2 weeks were 4-3. I don't know if you gave out my Arizona minus 130 last week. I sent it in, but it was not on the show.
I don't know that I did.
Yeah. So we won't count that, of course. So 4-3. By the way, my pet peeve.
Oh, I like it.
And everyone does this. I want everyone to stop asking all the guests, who have you played this week? That's a terrible question. I want to know, who do you like at the current numbers? Because I don't care that I played a game of the year and I got 4 points better. It doesn't do anyone any good. So I've been fined numerous times for exactly this sort of discussion. But really, we want to discuss who do we like versus current numbers?
Yeah. Do you what Bob will do is he will say, and I think Dr. Bob is about to come up. He'll answer the question. Oh, I bet this, but it's here now. I would or would not recommend that.
No fine, given that levy. He still likes it. Every pick Bob is giving out, by the way, the Pioneer, and he's coming on.
Yeah.
He is crushing it in college basketball. So there, when you see that screen light up like a Christmas tree with all the bulbs and like, that's him. Now, I know Stormy likes like all the white bulbs going on. Other people like the red and the green and all the different lights. All the lights are going off at 6:30 when Dr. Bob speaks and at 7:05 a.m.
Steve Fezzik, everybody, at Fezzik Sports on the Twitter machine. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
We will come back with Dr. Bob. He's standing by. College Blaze. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Coming up top of the hour, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni. Stormy's got Jeff Schwartz in with her today. Not in studio, but on the show with her today, as she does each and every Friday and Monday. Stormy and Jeff, noon to 2, followed by John Hansen, Prop Points, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, then Adam Schein, 3 to 4, Make It Rain, coming up at VSiN, the sports betting network. This gentleman is doing double duty for us. He did the Megapod, the NFL Megapod, beating the book Megapod yesterday with us, gave out his NFL plays. So if you're interested in that, you can check out the Beating the Book Megapod Week 14. But he joins us now to talk college football. You can follow him on Twitter at drbobsports, drbobsports.com. Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, it's Dr. Bob, a pioneer of the industry, predicting the outcomes of sporting events through predictive modeling. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Sort of a light week this week. I enjoyed being on the show yesterday. So that was fun.
Yeah, thanks for being on. You know, Todd, he's an acquired taste, but I appreciate you slogging through it every year. It's very kind of you.
he's the only reason I come on.
Right? I know he is. Okay, championship week, only 9 games. You have a couple leans. Explain that to folks. So you go from 2-star to 1-star. How does your sort of?
Yeah, I have best bets, which are generally in the 56% or better expected win probability. And I have strong opinions, which are in the 54.5 to 55.5 expected win probability, which has been the long term record of those. And then I have leans, which are profitable, 52.5% or better, but not quite. Strong opinions, but oddly, the leans have been fantastic in recent years, more in the 56-57% range in recent years, which are free on the website. And this year, they've been pretty good as well. Let's see, about 82-59 or something like that on the leans. So these are profitable plays, but not best that I give out to clients.
Okay, so lean away for us then, if you will, given that backdrop. What do you got?
The first one's Miami-Ohio, laying just 2 points against Ohio. They dominated the first matchup, outgaining Kent State 6.6 yards per play to 3.8 yards per play. A lot of that was on one big pass play, but nonetheless, they pretty much dominated that game. And I see something similar here. Miami-Ohio is just a better team, and Ohio's defense is not as good as it appears. They faced Kent State's third-string quarterback, who was dreadful, 32 yards on 23 pass plays. So you can basically throw that out, and they faced South Alabama's backup quarterback, which is a huge downgrade. So I think there's value on Miami-Ohio, just not enough for me to make it a best bet. But I have Miami-Ohio minus the 2 as a profitable play.
All right, that's the MAC Championship tomorrow, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, early start for the MAC Championship. And then you have a lean in the ACC Championship.
Yeah, I like SMU here, a minus 2.5. And people are like, oh, SMU hasn't really played anybody. Their schedule wasn't that good. Well, you know, Clemson didn't beat anybody. I mean, the three best teams they faced were Georgia, Louisville, and South Carolina. They lost all three of those. SMU beat Louisville, so they've beaten a better team than Clemson beat all year. I think the best team Clemson beat this year was Virginia Tech, actually, ratings-wise, and Virginia Tech was 6-6. The next best team they beat was Pitt, which was an ugly 4-point win on the road. So Clemson has been relatively worse on offense against better defensive teams. In fact, they averaged 52 points and nearly 8 yards of play against the 5 average or worse defensive teams they faced, App State, NC State, Stanford, Wake Forest, and Virginia. But against the 6 games against better than average defensive teams, Clemson averaged 19 points a game and only 5.2 yards per play. And SMU has a certainly better than average defense. They're 1.0 yards per play better than average defensively, which is actually better than the Clemson defense. So as much as Clemson has a reputation of being a great defensive team, they're really not. They have a good pass defense, but their run defense is soft. SMU will run it if they need to, and they can throw it if they need to. Since Kevin Jennings has been the quarterback, they're 9-0. So I think SMU is better on offense. They're better on defense, and Clemson has not been good against good defensive teams. So I think it's a good matchup. So SMU, this is probably my favorite play of the week, minus the 2.5. Over Clemson, a pretty strong lean there.
All right, last thing before you go, because I know you got to run to the dentist. Do you have a cavity, yeah. Bob? Do you have cavities? What's going on with you?
Just a cleaning. Yeah, okay. Keep them clean.
Curious. I asked this of Felica earlier, and I ask it because I think it's, you know, more wide open than it's ever been. Right now, where do you have the top teams ranked in college football? Because heading into the into a bracket here, into a 12-team bracket, it's just it's wide open. I think there's many teams that could possibly win this. I'm curious who you have at the top.
God, it's everyone's got a flaw. And on my ratings, Ohio State still comes out a little bit better than Texas, Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Notre Dame. Georgia is a little bit lower than those teams. It's just all about the same. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I love the playoffs. Wow. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Bob. Good luck at the dentist, man. Appreciate it as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bob Stoll, everybody, S-T-O-L-L. You can follow him on Twitter at drbobsports. And again, the website for all of his plays, drbobsports.com, Dr. Bob Sports. Which brings us to our G-Bank best bets of the day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN, as we like to do here each and every day on the program. Again, we'll start with mine. Once again, so much happening this week. Alabama to win the college football championship. Again, I do believe that if SMU loses, that they're going to be bounced. I just have this belief about the committee and that Alabama will be the team to benefit from that. Lamar Jackson, MVP, 12-1. We talked about that extensively this week. And then in terms of games, I got the Cardinals laying the 2.5 against the Seahawks. And I am on the Los Angeles Rams, +5, and on the money line at +185 against the Buffalo Bills. I love that matchup. And again, if you want to hear some more buttressing statistics about that, Bob is on the Rams as well. Kelly, he also jumped on the Lamar Jackson MVP bandwagon. He's on Lamar to win MVP at 11-1. And he is Oppo Fezzik on the Dolphins-Jets game. He's got the Dolphins -6.5 versus the New York Jetropolitans. Chris Felica had a trio of college football championship bets. He's on Georgia plus the points in the SEC championship. He's on Clemson plus the points in the ACC championship, and he'll take the 1.5 with Iowa State in the Big 12 championship. Jason Weingarten also on Iowa State in the Big 12 championship, and he is on the Dolphins money line. A lot of people circling the Dolphins-Jets game in addition to that Big 12 championship. And then Paul Carr, not to be outdone, he's got 3 Premier League picks tomorrow. Everton, Liverpool, under 2.5 goals, +125. Always shop around again for the price here. Brentford, Newcastle, he's going the other way. He's going over 3.5 goals in the Brentford Newcastle match, +135 over 3.5 goals. And then Sunday, the final of his 3-pack, he's on Bournemouth at even money at Ipswich Town. Bob had leans. He didn't have actual picks, but so we won't go to his, but Steve Fezzik, my God, he had a bevy. 3 this week. He's on the Seahawks Cardinals under 44.5. He's taking the Jets plus the points against the Dolphins. He's also taking the Bears plus the points at the Niners, a game I want no part of. And then his look aheads for week 15 of the National Football League. He's on the Rams +3 at the Niners, the Browns +6 versus the Chiefs, the Eagles laying the 4.5 versus the Steelers in week 15, the Bucks +3 at the Chargers, the Seahawks +3 at home versus the Packers, and the Lions Bills over 51.5. Fezzik all over the place. Those are your G-Bank best bets of the day. Best bets brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN. The G-Bank Visa Signature Card is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible purchases. For more information, head to VSIN.com/G-Bank. That's VSIN.com/G-Bank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. Mariners Geek at Baseball Geek 72. He says, Green Bay is like Moses. They won't reach the promised land, but they provided the game plan on how to beat Detroit, especially in Detroit. That was Mariners Geek take on the game yesterday. Shine, Professor Shine says, the Lions have a full analytics team and everyone from Brad Holmes down are involved in using data for in-game situations. Dan Campbell is not acting alone with these decisions. He said also the NFC Championship last year, he said the Gibbs fumble was the biggest game changer, not the unattempted field goal attempts. It wasn't just the unattempted field goal attempts. It was a series as we went through 4 different fourth down decisions, none of which went the Lions' way. So you're right about Gibbs, but let's not dismiss the fourth down decisions in that game. Benny Bott Esquire, agree with everything you said about Dan Campbell today, but Sirianni is just as likely to mess up the same stuff, and they will probably be playing each other. Interesting point about Sirianni. You may be very right. Paul Nelson, Gil, please thank Steve for his idea to look ahead at NFL lines, I got Green Bay at plus 4.5. Well, look, it's not Steve Fezzik's idea to bet look ahead lines. A lot of pro bettors do that. It's actually a staple of what they do. But yes, for Stevie to do it on the show, we always appreciate it. And again, his CLV is very good. And as a result, as it plays out, his win-loss record has been very good doing them as well. Appreciate you listening. We've done all we can do. Kelly will be back here next this coming week. I will not. I have to attend to some stuff. Ben Wilson will be in this chair. Scott Seidenberg will be in this chair. Stormy is next. Money Move. Stormy and Jeff Schwartz. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.